Father, and of the Mother, and the Spirit Heart of God. I love thy sacred purple heart, and pray for thy love like superhead to come and bless me. Amen. God bless you, dear students. We're happy to have you here. This is the superhead light or a chart class. We could not get it all on the sheet, so we accepted it just as it is, super et religious counseling. But it is really super et artem aura science, super et light doctrine science, and the super et Prince of Peace was found by Dr. Josephine C. Truss, and here in this little cover here, photo cover, are pictures, photographs of Dr. Truss, where the face of Jesus Christ appeared on her photo. Not the negative. After the photo was taken, braced and put aside, these manifestations came on them. Different messages, stars, and so forth. This we bring forward to our students to stimulate them, because as we all know in religion, as we are religious, that we are expecting miracles. But this, for in the 20th century, really is one of the greatest miracles. So, in gratitude to Dr. Truss, students fondly call her Mother Truss, we generally send her a blessing. In this science and doctrine, we're taught about vibration. As we vibrate, we receive. So if I send you a blessing in saying, God bless you, and you return this blessing in saying, God bless you, these vibrations join, marry, and we are like what we'll say, shaking hands, friends in vibration. No matter where you go, as long as I can remember you and say, God bless you, that vibration can reach you. 4,000 or 5,000 miles, it doesn't mean anything. But in this class, you're going to learn that it is vibration. When Jesus spoke, saying to his disciples, you in me and I in you. God bless you. So these are just little facts that we're bringing out in this first class as to stimulate our students. Most people that are religious love the words of Jesus Christ. They love to read them, and some of them try to do them. But it is important not only to love the words of Jesus Christ, but to vibrate them. Now, for an example, this is a sample of Dr. Truss's finding in the Bible. These small characters honor the word, John 9:5, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Now those little fine characters like shorthand is seen in our Bible, in light, floating there. No man can remove them. That's why he said, ye have eyes to see and you see not, and ears to hear and you hear not. In this class, it's going to be unfolded to us the physical, the spiritual, and the soul ingredients of man, and how to treat them, and how to take care of them, and what not to do. I'm quite sure you're going to find it very, very, very interesting. Now on my left side here is the Superet Aura chart. In the Superet Autumn Aura signs found by Dr. Josephine Citrus, we are sure that we have 12 senses because it was found in the very Bible. In St. Matthew 19 chapter, we'll read it for you. Where Jesus spoke of the 12 thrones. And he told his disciples that, this is the verse, "Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and follow thee. What shall we have therefore? And Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." That makes it very plain to us that no man is able physically to sit and 12 thrones at the same time. But you can sit under your 12 senses. Sitting means to rule, to govern, to subdue. And you can subdue these 12 senses at all times. If the mind is out of order, if the will wants to do something that is not right, you can correct it right away. So you can govern these 12 senses. Now here on this chart we have, as given in the science, we have 12 senses, and they are divided into parts like, we have 6 physical senses: the eye, the nose, the ears, the mouth, the heart, and the sex. They're physical senses. The spiritual senses are the spirit and the inner aura. The soul senses are the soul and the soul heart. They vibrate differently. The mind would think. But in this science we are also given, and it's proven as a fact, that each one of these senses is an atom. They vibrate, they can receive, and they can send out if they're not under control. In the mind, we think. And today we are on the mind sense. I'd like to give you a brief on the mind. Now, as Dr. Truss has given, let us say this is the brain. But in the brain, this mind, there's 3 minds. There's one, the physical, the spiritual, and the soul. The spiritual. And the soul. Now these 3 atoms vibrate differently. The mind vibrates in material things, or in resentment, bitterness of the heart, greed, passion, lust, these vibrations will activate the physical atom, like your saliva glands that starts to flow the minute you start to eat. This atom starts to throw off a substance the minute you start to think in the wrong way. So this substance constantly, from time to time, covers the spiritual atom, which is a balance between the physical and the soul. Whichever of these atoms, physical or soul, is the strongest, there is where the spirit atom will vibrate. Doesn't it make sense? So at this particular time, the sin and ugliness of the man is coming forth, and this substance is draining all the way down until it has covered the spiritual, captivated it, and it has gone all over the soul atom. Now the soul atom cannot vibrate in the material things, in hate, in malice, in resentment, in passion, in lust, in greed. So the soul atom goes into a coma or goes to sleep to protect itself. Now one would ask, then how would the soul atom be free? The soul atom would be free whenever the man comes to the realization that what I am thinking is not right, the way I've been acting is not right, my motive is not straight, I've got myself into a mess. And for instance, if he goes to a church, or not necessarily a church, but just come to the realization that I'm wrong, and suddenly wants to do what is right. Now, there's two ways a man can really come to his senses without finding the church. But most of the time, it's when he finds the church, or he finds a person that has some vibration of religious counseling. But let us say this man has the opportunity to go to a church, but he has the feelings and the realization that I'm wrong and I want to do what is right. So in that feelings, he started to be despondent. He sees he's wrong. He wants to do what is right. He don't know where to turn. He is under a vibration at that time. But he makes a decision. I will not do what is wrong anymore. I will not tell a lie anymore. I'm not going to make any more excuses anymore. I wouldn't steal anymore, let us say. So this man changed without seeing a preacher, without hearing a sermon. He made that change within himself. But within every man, God has given that tremendous dynamic power, and there are angels around us that sees, spirits are in the ether, and they're watching, and they can see. We don't have to speak, we just vibrate, and they can read our vibration to know when we want to make this change. Because when this man decides to make this change, a sudden vibration starts. This atom starts to activate, vibrating. Why? Because the man is on the field of repentance. The remorse is bringing the repentance. And so this atom, full of light,
because it's a light atom. Starts its vibration upward. It never goes downward. Light never goes downward. Always upward. And it comes in contact with these. So it burns it. Upward, 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 upward.
There are spirits in the ether, angels in the ether, sees this vibration and comes into this man's aura. As you see the lines around there, we'll know more about it later on. It's called the aura. Comes into the man's aura and he feels a tremendous change. Let us say the reason for this man's change was because he was sick. Or the doctors gave him over. Could be he's in the hospital. No chance to live. But what happened? When this tremendous vibration of repentance starts from the soul atom, it burns out all this darkness, which we do call, as given by Dr. Truss, dark chemicals. These chemicals are burnt out by the repentance chemicals. In the ether, there are nature light atoms in the ether, which you students will see when you begin to make your aura chart and study on. These little nature light atoms join in and start to come in. These light atoms enter the bloodstream, and there the war of two worlds begins. The life of the man that he lived before and the strong determination to do what is good and what is right. But this man don't know anything about religion, the Bible, or do he even know that there exists a God. But God has placed this into man, as Jesus said to his disciples. To repent, he said. For the kingdom of God is within you. This tremendous power called the soul power is within all men. Every man that walks has a soul. Every man that walks has an aura. Anything that vibrates carries an aura. So we'll go back to this man that is sick. Never heard about God. But he feels that whatever he was doing was wrong. And so on his sick bed, what is he doing? He is burning out, through repentance, he's burning out black atoms and their substance. When these black atoms are burnt out, completely burnt out, under the man's repentance, the man is left with a clear mind. And all that is there because he did not return to his evil ways and want to keep straightforward, he could be led to a church, find a Bible someplace, because he will be. And there the change of this man from sickness to health and from poverty to a rich self, because when you have peace, you are really rich. This is one of the things that takes place under the influence of repentance. That's why in all of Jesus' words you hear him saying, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, as John the Baptist gave it out. Then when he got his disciples, he told them, repent, for the kingdom of God is within you. But when he saw the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the doctors and lawyers, seeing their vibration, he told them, unless ye repent, ye will nowise enter the kingdom of God. So it's wonderful this morning to know in our first class of this operation, I think it is wonderful, to know how we can check darkness from taking over ourselves. Because this fluid that comes from the physical atom is destructive to the human system. Dr. Truss has also given us in thought waves that a thought from the mind travels through and enters the liver.
And we know that the liver has 144 functions to take care of. 144 functions to take care of. So if evil thoughts, murderous thoughts, hateful thoughts, lustful thoughts passes through this liver continually, it activates not only the liver, but the gallbladder. The gallbladder throws off a substance that is useful to the bloodstream. But too much of that substance starts destruction in the bloodstream. So can't you see, by a simple, what we call simple, evil thought, how man has destroyed himself all these years? Now this doesn't change whether you're a Baptist, a Methodist, or whatever may be your religion. Religion has nothing to do with this. This is truth. Science. And found all in Jesus' words. So we are very grateful to Dr. Truss for bringing us this wonderful science. Now there is the spiritual atom, now in vibration with the soul. Spiritual and soul atom is married, coupled. The physical atom becomes what? Its slave. And so in this morning's lesson, taken in the Bible, we see it's in Luke 12 chapter and the 29th verse. We made it so convenient for students that they don't have to write it down. It's right on your sheet. And you'll be able to study it when you go home. That helps the student to keep in vibration with the class. And it reads thus: Seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of a doubtful mind. The Gospel of God, which is this book, we will speak about it later on in the class, is the interpretation of the words of Jesus Christ as Dr. Truss saw it in the Bible. And the interpretation of this verse is, And seek not ye what ye shall eat, believers. Have no fear for the material food, or what ye shall drink, neither given in to others, neither be ye of doubtful mind. The lesson is to clean out the mind, the self-will, and the weak character. You must fight yourself, not others. Yourself is your soul enemy. Now, right here we see that the words of Jesus Christ is plainly illustrated before us, that when the physical, thinking of the material, worrying about what I'm going to eat, what I'm going to drink, and so forth, throws off all this dark substance, and the soul atom was not able to work or to thrive, it went to sleep. But suddenly when the man awoke out of all of this and decided to do what is right and accept what is right, a freedom came to him. So there is no more slavery. It's a freedom when the soul atom begins to vibrate. There we find that soul and spirit is married to do what is right. Someone came to this man and says, you know, so. Then he has to tell a lie to defend himself, because that was his life before, to tell lies. But while in the hospital he heard someone say that a lying lips is abomination to God. And he believed it. So he decided from that time never to tell a lie. So he told the man, he said, yes, you know, I was a thief. I stole. I did a lot of things. But I don't do them anymore. So that man did not go back
into his evil life, just for an example. Because many people cannot stand the truth. The truth can be that I really am a murderer. And someone says, I believe I know you. Your picture was in the paper the other day about killing someone, whether you got away or not. But it's hard to say yes. But it's the truth. You were a murderer. And so the truth sometimes makes us happy. And sometimes the very truth, like a two-edged sword, it cuts right through to the bone. So we come back now. Who is the slave? There is no more slave. There is no more slave. There's a freedom. The physical is not doubtful anymore. It has a bright assurance that things are going to work out right. And the vibration is completely changed. As it came to me once, that it's only a coward that tried to run away or tried to escape the sinful or ugly part of his life. Cowards do that. He is like unto a fool who seemingly is looking in the dark for his shadow. Now, when a man looks in a dark room for his shadow, you can rest assured that he is a fool. Because your shadow will only appear when you turn your back against the light. This is very bright to think of. Only when you turn your back away from the light that a shadow starts to appear. But when you face the light, the shadow is behind you. Symbolically, as Jesus said, Satan, get thee behind me. You have never seen white shadows, whether the man be black or white, green or pink or yellow, his shadow is always dark. There's something about it. So when we enter into the super et light, which you learn more about super et light and its science, all darkness will disappear. Super et is the heart light of God. There's the purple heart before you. And there are books that the students will read. And you will learn more about the purple heart. It is better for you to read it than for one to tell you about it. Because in reading it, you receive the vibration. So super et light is the heart light of God. Super et was found and his seen in Revelation 2:17, where it is said that he that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna. Hidden manna, as Dr. Truss found it in vibration, hidden manna means light atom. In this 20th century, the only thing that is hidden from the eyes of a man is the atoms. He cannot see them. But under a magnifying glass or telescope, he can see the aura that is around the atoms, and by that he can define what kind of atoms it is. In this class also, you will learn about the colors of atoms, how they throw off their vibration, and what it means also. So super et is the heart light of God, the new name found in Revelation. Now this is truth, and I would die a million deaths of pain and torture if it wasn't true. It is true, because it vibrates. The super-ed books, when you read them and your eyes become open, when you begin to clean out the darkness from your aura and your eyes become in single, you too will begin to see the light vibration not only in the super-ed books but in your very Bible that you were reading before and could not see it. All this is found in the Bible.
laying there in light vibration. And since 2,000 years, no man has ever found it until this lonely soul came along who loved Jesus so much, and he gave her the gift to see, and she was able to see, interpret, and translate the words of Jesus Christ, the revelation. The proof is that he laid his face on her photograph, that no man can deny that this soul is the light soul of the 20th century, Dr. Josephine Cetrus. So we are calling all students of all walks of life to come and join, because Super et Light is not for the coward. No, it's not for the coward. It is for the man who is not satisfied with his life, whether it be physical or spiritual or his soul life. In whatever it is, as in the fifth chapter of Matthew here, we've always heard about the Beatitude, and we want to know more about it. There, in the fifth verse. No, it is the fifth chapter, and the third verse. Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." Poor in spirit. But what does poor in spirit mean? I wanted to know that from I was a boy. I went over to many preachers, good, strong ministers. What is the poor in spirit? They couldn't tell me. But here in the Super et Adamora science, the translation of Jesus Christ's word, it is called the Gospel of God, the key to the Bible. It explains it. Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit. Rewarded are they that are reaching out for spiritual help, using their strength and willpower for humility, that are willing to learn and are waiting for the understanding of the gospel of life." That's what it means. So we see the necessity of the gospel of light as we study on in the Super Adamora science and with our Aura chart. Something more that we should know about the words of Jesus Christ. The words of Jesus Christ carries so much tremendous light force, because every word vibrates in light, and the atoms from the words are tremendous. So anyone that loves them, and anyone who is willing to repent and change their life as this man did, when they look into the words of Jesus Christ, when they read the words of Jesus Christ, those vibrations and atoms come into their spiritual being. And the changes of this man become tremendous. The wisdom and understanding that will come to him, all because he has made a change. So we know that repentance is to turn away from and not going back. Now we're not here to talk about religion, but we are here to help religion to be better religious people. But the man said to me, he said, "You speak so much. You speak as if you're so righteous. You don't sin." I says, "No, it's not that I'm righteous or I don't sin." But I said, "Let us look. Just look at me. A man that 16 years ago was whiled away down in the pit of hell. I don't tell people about my life unless it's going to help them. But if it will help them, I will tell them. But I was all the way down there. And through finding Super Light Science and Dr. Josephine Trust on this aura chart that I'm trying to present to you today, I have made a tremendous change. Not suddenly, but laboring from month to month into years and into 16 years. So what have I gotten out of Super Light? I have gotten this. If the whole world today was as I am standing here, we would need no more passports. Wouldn't it be wonderful? We wouldn't have to lock any more doors.
Isn't that wonderful?
You wouldn't have to worry about your wives anymore. There's no false telling against your brother. Love. There would be no starvation. There'd be plenty to eat and drink. There would be happiness day and night without ceasing. This is the change that the super Adamara science will do for any man. For not I was only a sinner, as people say you're a sinner, but I was a big coward, denying the good, running away from it, excusing myself. I could make the fastest excuse you ever see. While you're coming, I've got it ready for you. And I used to tell quite a lot of lies too. But all this is done away with. Isn't it beautiful? As John in the Revelation says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea. He said, I saw holy Jerusalem coming down from out of God, prepared as a bride adored for a husband. And that's what we are doing in Super Light Science today. We are getting prepared. We're not righteous. We can't be righteous until the very hour that the heart stops beating. You can't be sure of righteousness. Isn't it beautiful? Yes. Oh, you're not sure of it. But he says to watch and pray and endure to what? To the end. To the end of that time. And so I'm very grateful to Father and Mother God, Super at Light, that I am watching and I'm praying. And as I will always tell faithful students when I have them, sometimes I clip them off about little things about me. And sometimes it's because I see the aura as it vibrates. Like a young man I had once, and we were in class, I saw a certain vibration, and we wanted to break the vibration. So I started to tell him a little story about my life. And oh boy, his eyes started to open up. So I said, why did you look so? He said, well, Reverend, I've got a chance. He said, I've got a chance, with a big wide smile. I says, how you feel that you've got a chance? He says, well, if you're coming from there, he says, I can make it. And that's the time when I really tell my life to students, when it can help. But to come out and tell you that I was a thief or a murderer or what I was, it doesn't help self-righteous people. They go right around the corner and say, you know the man that is in there giving the class? He was a murderer. He was a thief. He was a gambler. Oh, yes. They use it against you. So Jesus tells us we got to be wise when we're dealing with the material people who has no love for God and no feelings for souls. Now in this first class, we're going to have to go over this when other students come in a second into next week's class, a little bit. But we want you to feel, as you leave the class, to always remember that we have what? I'd like everybody to answer these questions now. How many senses have you got?
12
senses. And they're divided into how many parts? Three parts. And the parts are the physical senses, namely the
mind is mental.
Eye,
ear, and nose.
Speak up.
Mouth. Heart.
Sex. They're all physical senses. And our mental sense is the mind
and
the will, which we'll learn about more. And our soul senses.
Soul,
heart. And the spiritual sense is?
Spirit and
inner aura. Those we'll also learn. We're going to have at least 12 classes. And so the students will be able to grasp more when we give it in classes. Because the mind, we haven't even touched the mind. Just just passing over it. And so much is given. But I'm quite sure that in today's class, we learn to turn away from what? Evil. Evil is darkness. And as I said, it's only a coward who tries to run away or try to escape his sinful or ugly part of himself. But a brave hero wants to know more about himself. There's always this saying, mostly in people who wants to know more, they always say, what is it? I want to know more about myself. I want to know more about myself. And most people that will say that, when you confront them with the spiritual aura chart of the Atom Aura science, they run away from it. How much did that man want to know about himself? I have met ministers who struggle under the pressure of the super Atom Aura science. Struggle. Because it is pressure to the man who loves evil and don't want to give away his pressure. But to the fellow who loves Jesus, who wants to make a change, it's a beautiful thing. There's no pressure. And we can't be holy in a day, nor a month. Dr. Truss has told us scientifically, you've got to labor. I am still 16 years making my aura chart. But every time I make aura charts, deeper wisdom comes to me. You think I could ever dare to come out here to give you a class without purifying my aura? No. Why? Because I know better. I know that just to come out here without confessing my sins, not to man, but to my God. I've got to be honest to my God. I'm coming out here to give vibrations out. I must prepare my aura. This is the truth in Atom Aura science. But if I'm prepared, then from the ether and around about me will come angels, spirits of light, to join us and to help those that are with me. It is very plain. You cannot give any more than what you have. And so, it doesn't matter who we are and what religion we are. You cannot vibrate any more than your religion level. And there's the next thing. There are many souls that wants to change and do better. But would you believe me? There is very little leadership spiritually. Oh, we've got a lot of good leaders otherwise, politically. But spiritually, for the soul, to lead the soul, we have very few spiritual leaders. Because spiritual leaders are made up of this vibration. When Jesus said in his words, he said, if any man would come after me, let him what? Deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. The denial is to turn away from and come to him. Now, very few of us can deny ourselves totally. We have to take it easy. So don't rush yourself and say, well, oh, self-righteousness thing, I can do it by 3 months. Oh, no. Say as Jesus said, pray as he prayed, Father, thy will be done. I'm weak, I'm helpless. But I'm going to try. I'm going to clean out what I know is wrong. And if you can see anything that is wrong in me, give me the eyes to see myself just as I am. And you never fail. He will always show it to you. Now sometimes we touch and we meet people that don't believe in God at all. I met a man. He says, you talk so much about God. Where is God and who is he? So I said to him, I said, you speak
are sown. No, I said, didn't say speak. I said, you're sown just like a flattering tadpole. And you go into a pond of dirty water. You see flattering tadpoles in there. He flatters in that water and he's not even conscious of the water that he's flattering in. Flutter. Yeah. You got to excuse my little accent there. Sometimes I slip off. But you pardon me for that, wouldn't you? Yes, I know you would. Well, that's, we got to have a little laugh in between. So, and that is it. Some people in the world today, they're not conscious of anything other than self, myself. So it's a pitiful world for the man that is only conscious of self. See it? The physical atom is in full bloom, nothing but self, and he uses his spirit to get ahead of everything and everybody. He'll step over his very mother to get ahead. That's the physical. Oh, there is no telling what it'll do to get ahead. It's all for self. So someday, sooner or later, that substance that was flowing down there will get into his bloodstream. And it will vibrate upward too. And in his aura, the elementals, which is known by our medical term, germs. They call them germs, bacteria. Isn't that right? Yeah. When they look down into your blood, when they take the test, they see certain bacteria. Some of them are consumption, and syphilis, and cancerous germs. They're all in man. Why? Because man with his thoughts, his action, and his motive has activated these atoms. Bring them alive in his body, and they take over his body, and the result is what? Sickness, disease, trouble, tribulation. And these on the outside, the ether, see the condition of this man, how he's vibrated, and they need that kind of substance to keep on, so it's food for them. They come in and have a feast. This continual feast goes on, and to the last of the man, he lies in the hospital, sick, broken up, his lungs gone, his liver torn out, his kidneys are gone. All these things, we have brought it on ourselves. God has never given any man sickness, but through our sickness, we do find ourselves coming to God or making a change. And God is good, those of us who believe in him. God is good. He has made man so, as David said, the psalmist, what is man that God is so mindful of him? He has made him just a little below the angels. Just a little below the angels. And David, when he said that, he hadn't the wisdom and the understanding and the light guidance as Dr. Truss has today in this 20th century, the atom age. Oh, man, the most marvelous piece of masterwork. And he has better masterwork. He has a masterwork that came to us in the likeness of his Son, Jesus Christ, the bright and morning star. And when we think of Jesus Christ as a man, we have, as Dr. Truss says, we have lost his true identity. Because when she saw him in the heavens, she said he was like a billion candlelight. That's why he said where he is, where he's gone. He needs no light there, for he is the light there. There would be no night there, he said. This is true. And today we want to make you feel happy that this life goes on into another life. And as we study on earth, taking our different courses only to make better progress, to be somebody, we study and we study, we work and we slave. To be a doctor, you spend so much time, 7, 8 years. Think of the time. Then you come out to be a doctor. But after you make all that money, you get all that glory. Yes, he was the greatest brain surgeon. Saved hundreds of lives, body, dust. But he did not save one soul for God. Now, what is the reward for that? On the other side, that man may be a very small thing. Because though he was a very good surgeon, and he has done very much work, during the time of his physical work, were he doing that through his ego? Did he have a ego push from the time he was a boy? I want to be, I am going to be. Did he step over anybody to get there? Did he hurt anybody to get there? Did he rob or steal to get there? And when he got there, how did he treat it? Was he humble with it? Was he great? Did he put other ones, lesser ones down? This is what the Sorachat will be for. To search herself. To put us right. Because on the other side, all things that are physical is lost. There's no recollection of the physical on the spirit side. There's so much more we'll be able to give you in the other classes about the physical, mental, spiritual, and soul vibration. And we do hope, in Jesus and Mother Trust's name, that you will continue in your class, because there is more to gain, so much more to gain. There's nothing to lose in this class, because it will make us, just as I've said, a little better, just a little better. But we'll have a free and safe world to live if all right now was in this Atomoro science. God bless you. God bless you to come. Generally, at the close of our class, we generally send a blessing to our founder, Dr. Trust, wonderful soul of the 20th century. Would you join with me and say, God bless Mother Trust. Let us say it now. God bless Mother Trust. God bless you. And thank you for coming. Is there any questions?
Don't say.
Speak up.
The spiritual goes with whichever is stronger, the physical or the soul.
Yes, the spiritual is only, we call, a puppet. He leans with the strongest vibrator.
The soul.
Any more questions?
The soul goes to sleep. Oh boy.
Don't say.